The annual celebration of National Catholic Schools Week allows me a perfect opportunity to express a word of public thanks and appreciation to some very, very dedicated people who care for our children throughout the year. They're all hiding over here somewhere. So to Dr. Diane Greco, our parish school principal, to Mrs. Elizabeth Olton, our parish school secretary receptionist, to all the dedicated faculty and staff that are hiding over here on the side, I want to say a word of public thanks and appreciation. But I won't embarrass you with making a stand up again this year. To all of you families who have children in our parish school, a special word of thanks because the generous stewardship service of our parents throughout the year only makes things possible for us. And to all the parishioners of St. Elizabeth, including you who are here, for your financial investment in making us have the resources to provide a Catholic education at the elementary level. So it's a great celebration of a gift of passing on the faith in a very quality education. I encourage you not to run out after communion today, but to stay for just a few moments of reflection. Our student council president, Marley O'Connell, will be offering a few words about her experience of Catholic education. The three young people who spoke at the 5:38 and 9:30 did a wonderful job, and I'm sure that Marley will do a great job too. Every time I hear that gospel from Mark, I do a flashback. My 12th year of Catholic education as a senior at Monsignor Bonner High School in Drexel Hill, our debating team went up to Holy Cross College outside of Boston for a weekend tournament. Now, as some young people here might know, even if I never went to the debate, getting a weekend away from your parents was just a great thing to start with. So our team of four, like, we were prepared, okay? We came with one of these index box files chuck full. Now, you got to understand, boys and girls, there was no Google in those days, no computer, no cell phone, okay? So we would put together, I don't even remember what the topic was so long ago, but we had quotations from every book and article lined up by, everything was right there in that box, and we were ready. Then this debate team from some Holy Ghost prep somewhere up in New England comes rolling in. They had one of those like luggage carts, okay, with like 55 of these boxes all piled up and they're rolling in here. I mean, I felt like David and Goliath. Whereas some misinformed people think the Eagles and the Patriots. I had my little box. Those young people could spit out quotations from everybody all over the place. We got slaughtered. I said to myself, there's a homily in there. You would have thought that those young people were going to a Supreme Court argument, huh? They were just like the scribes in Jesus' day. They knew every single tittle and verse of the Old Testament. They could throw it in your face, bomb, 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 bomb. The scribes knew all the commentaries from this or that rabbi and could spit them all out. They were very well informed. And yet we heard in the gospel something unique and distinctive about Jesus. He preaches and teaches with authority, personal authority, not just like the scribes. Now, Jesus knew the Old Testament just as well as the scribes and Pharisees. Now, he wasn't uneducated. He wasn't just popping off personal opinions with no foundation. He did his homework. He knew the truth of the scribes. But Jesus had interiorized that truth. He had taken it in and made it part of his life. He backed up his words with his deeds. He spoke the word of God and he lived the word of God. That's what made him so attractive to people. That's what gave the authority to his teaching, because people were convinced that he walked the walk and talked the talk. So how about us, folks? Do you know the faith? Do you understand the teachings of our gospel and our church well enough to be able to inform someone else? Lots of times, so why do you Catholics do that? Well, I don't know, I've always done it that way. That's not going to win anybody over, huh? And even if you've accumulated a master's degree in theology, are you living the gospel in your daily life? That's where the convincing witness comes. We don't need more scribes or well-informed but not living it out. We need more Jesus disciples who know the Word of God and live the Word of God. That's where Catholic education comes in. Our school is committed to a high-quality, excellent academic education. We give our students opportunities to learn many, many things. But just as important is their ability to take what they learn and interiorize it in a set of values about what is important in life, what matters in life, why we're here. Their faith values and their personal experience of Jesus is what enables them to use their knowledge in service to the world. And we need, especially among our young people, boys and girls and men and women who can speak the Word of God and live the Word of God and be convincing disciples of Christ in the world. Well, we don't need these things anymore. Just pull out your little laptop or iPad and you get every quote you want in the world. But the information without the interiorization is empty. Pray with me today that the members of our church community and all those young people in elementary school and secondary school and high school and college who go to Catholic schools will embrace the knowledge of the truth and interiorize and live out the truth in their daily lives, so that our world has a lot of convincing witnesses whose personal authority is like that of Christ, not the scribes. Now, for those of you who have had a Catholic education in your past, what's really in here, okay, is the permanent record cards for all of our current faculty. So, I know where you've been. Let us stand and profess our faith.